T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most large businesses are anxious to have their people vaccinated, so I think they did not mind and in fact appreciated a federal mandate that put everybody across the country on the same basis, the same rules. The city has a mandate now that was established in December for private sector employers to have 100% vaccination. So I don't think anything changes in terms of business policy, and that large businesses will continue to ask their folks to get vaccinated.
But if a large business decides it wants to drop the vaccination or test requirement, would they be able to do that, or would the city law override?
Well, the city was an executive order done by Mayor de Blasio in his last month in office, but it's been picked up by Mayor Adams, who said that the city will continue that same. And that's not just for large businesses. All businesses with private sector employees are asked to, or under the executive order, all businesses have to have their employees vaccinated if they're to come into the workplace, unless they qualify for health or religious exemptions.
So essentially, the Biden administration was giving cover to large corporations that wanted to put these mandates in place, but now they've lost that cover. What do you think happens next?
That is well said, yes. President Biden's executive order gave the cover that large businesses needed to order their employees either to be vaccinated or regularly tested. The New York City order on large businesses, the New York City order on all businesses, does not have a testing option. It requires vaccination. And so employers are struggling to get that done. It allows exemptions for health and religious reasons, but otherwise everybody's supposed to be vaccinated. So they still have the cover of the city order, and most employers are going with that. There are some issues because for employees that have to be in person, present in the office, this is easy for remote workers to demand everybody get vaccinated. And most of the remote workers are vaccinated. The professional workers are vaccinated. But the people who are on the ground, who are the retail workers, who are the who work for the airlines, they have to be in person, in place. And so, the federal order provided some protection for employers in the case of those who resist vaccination. But it's difficult because there are, in New York, a small portion of the population that continue to resist vaccinations, and they're being forced with possibly losing their jobs.
You know, you used the word they're struggling. You said companies are, I think that was the word you used, struggling to make this work for them, small businesses, large businesses. I do notice every place you walk into in the city, they are very good about asking for proof of vaccination. They want to see your ID. They want to see your vax record. Is that an undue burden, or is that working out?
I think it's not an undue burden. It's important. What I heard, however, from the Brooklyn Chamber of Commerce is that small businesses, particularly restaurants, who want to make sure they not just have vaccinations because there are breakthrough infections, they want to test their people every day, and they're having trouble getting access to testing kits. And if they can get access, they're expensive. So that's a concern because restaurants want to not just have vaccinated people. They want to test their people before the shift. So that's a problem that we've got to figure out how to resolve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.